Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Assembly elections in Bihar to be held in two phases on 6th and 11th November. Counting of votes on 14th November. Election Commission also announces by-election for 8 assembly seats in 7 states on 11th November. India's UPI launched in Qatar, marking a new milestone in digital and financial cooperation between the two countries. Nobel Prize in Medicine awarded to 3 scientists, Mary E. Branco and Fred Ramsdell of US and Shimon Sakaguchi of Japan for discovery concerning peripheral immune tolerance. French Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu resigns hours after announcing his new cabinet. And IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall and hailstorms in northwest India till tomorrow. And now the news in detail. The Election Commission of India announced the election schedule for the Bihar Assembly today. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said the election for the 243-member assembly will be conducted in two phases on 6th and 11th November this year. In the first phase, the voting will be held on 121 assembly seats, while in the second phase, 122 constituencies will go to polls.
The assembly elections in Bihar will be held in two phases. The gazette notification for the first phase will be issued on the 10th of October and for the second phase on the 13th. The last date for filing of nominations for the first phase will be the 17th and for the second phase the 20th. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on the 18th and 21st. The last day for withdrawal of nominations will be 20th October and 23rd October. The date of polling will be 6th of November, Thursday, for the first phase and 11th of November, Tuesday, for the second phase. Counting of votes will be held on 14th November and the entire election process will be completed by 16th November.
With the announcement of poll schedule, the model code of conduct has come into force in Bihar. The Chief Election Commissioner said over 90,712 polling booths will be set up for 7 crore 43 lakh voters in the state.
In Bihar, there are a total of 243 assembly seats. Out of this, 38 seats are reserved for scheduled caste and 2 for scheduled tribe. The total number of electors is 7 crore 43 lakh, of which 3.92 crore are male and 3.5 crore are female. 4 lakh are senior citizens and 14,000 have completed 100 years of age. Around 14 lakh voters are first-time voters. This time, for the convenience of people, the election Commission has set a goal to ensure that no polling station has more than 1,200 voters. As a result, the number of polling stations has increased to 90,712 in
Bihar.
Mr. Kumar said, for the first time, one general observer will be deployed in each constituency to work as the eye and ear of the commission. Mr. Kumar added that webcasting will be done at all polling stations to thoroughly monitor the electoral process. The Chief Election Commissioner also announced the by-election for 8 assembly seats in 7 states. These assembly constituencies are Budgam and Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Ghatshila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Tarantaran in Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram and Nuapara in Odisha. The by-elections will be held on the 11th of November and counting of votes will take place with Bihar elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Chief Justice of India, Justice B.R. Gawai, following an attempted attack on him inside the Supreme Court today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the attack on Justice B.R. Gawai has angered every Indian. Mr. Modi said that there is no place for such reprehensible acts in the society and it is utterly condemnable. Mr. Modi appreciated the calm displayed by Justice Gawai in the face of such a situation and said it highlights Justice Gawai's commitment to values of justice. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge has also strongly condemned the attack attempt on the CJI. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal launched India's Unified Payments Interface UPI at the Lulu Mall in Doha, marking a new milestone in digital and financial cooperation between India and Qatar. The launch symbolizes growing trust across borders and aims to enhance ease of transactions for citizens and businesses in both nations. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Goyal thanked Qatar National Bank for integrating the UPI into their payment systems.
As the PM rightly said, UPI is a marvel for the world, and this expanded trade will further be strengthened with the adoption of UPI. I thank and compliment the Qatar National Bank for taking up UPI as a part of their payment systems. I encourage other banks and institutions in Qatar to also adopt UPI. The businesses of both countries and the people-to-people connect are reflective of a growing future-ready partnership.
Talking to media on the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, the minister stated that both nations are actively discussing the initiation of formal FTA negotiations.
We have discussed that we should quickly launch FTA negotiations. We are discussing the contours of the terms of reference. And once we have finalized that, Honorable Minister of Qatar and I have discussed that we will fast track it so that trade and business can double by 2030 from $14 billion today to $30 billion by 2030.
Earlier, the Commerce and Industry Minister held a bilateral meeting with his Qatari counterpart, Sheikh Faisal bin Thani bin Faisal Al Thani. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today interacted with a U.S. delegation led by Walter Russell Mead of the Hudson Institute in New Delhi. In a social media post, the Ministry of Finance said, during the interaction, the discussions were focused on geopolitical developments and areas of interest within the India-U.S. partnership. It also added that the meeting highlighted the growing engagement between India and the United States across strategic and economic fronts. This year's Nobel Prize in the field of physiology or medicine has been awarded to U.S. scientists Mary E. Brunkow and Fred Ramsdell, along with Japan's Shimon Sakaguchi, for their groundbreaking discovery on peripheral immune tolerance. The scientists discovered how the immune system protects us from thousands of different microbes trying to invade our bodies. A report.
Announced by the Nobel Committee today at a ceremony in Stockholm, Sweden, the trio were honored for identifying regulatory T cells as key components that prevent the immune system from attacking the body's own tissues. This discovery has paved the way for new treatments in autoimmune diseases, cancer, and organ transplantation. Brunkow and Ramsdell, based in the US, and Sakaguchi from Japan, made critical contributions that launched a new field in immunology. Their work is now influencing clinical trials and therapeutic strategies worldwide, with hopes of significantly improving patient outcomes in a range of immune-related conditions. Tripti Srivastav, News Desk.
French Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu resigned today, just hours after revealing his new cabinet, plunging France deeper into political turmoil. His departure comes less than 4 weeks after taking office, making him the shortest-serving Prime Minister. Mr. Lecornu was the fifth person to hold the role in under 2 years, reflecting the ongoing instability since the 2024 snap elections, which left no party with a majority. The cabinet he unveiled, mostly unchanged, drew criticism from both left and right. The U.S. government shutdown entered its sixth day as Republicans and Democrats remained deadlocked over funding. The White House warned mass layoffs of federal workers, escalating tensions. The Senate prepared to vote on rival funding bills, though neither is expected to pass. President Trump blamed Democrats for the impasse while withholding the details on the layoff plans. The death toll has risen to 60 in the school building collapse in East Java of Indonesia, with rescue operations still ongoing. A joint rescue team recovered 8 more bodies last evening from the Siardjo Regency site. So far, 157 people have been rescued, including 104 survivors. Rescue teams are now focusing on the site's northern area using heavy machinery after no further signs of life were detected. Back home, GST Bachat Utsav, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commenced on 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of Gujarat. A report.
The new GST reforms are expected to carry major implications for Gujarat by lowering tax rates on essential goods and heritage products. The reduction of GST on butter and ghee from 12% to 5% is expected to bring major relief for Gujarat's dairy value chain, where dairy cooperatives form the backbone of state's rural economy. The handicrafts of Kutch, especially embroidery items and shawls, have received a fresh push with the reduction of GST from 12% to 5%. The GST cut will improve consumer affordability of handmade products. The recent reduction of GST on zari borders from 12% to 5% will bring relief to the weavers, dyers and traders who form the workforce of the industry. This reduction will also increase the competitiveness and boost sales for weavers. Shivang, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In West Bengal, BJP MLA Shankar Ghosh and party MP from Malda North, Khagen Murmu, were brutally attacked today by hundreds of miscreants at Nagrakata in Jalpaiguri today. They were travelling to reach out to the flood-affected people when their car was targeted with stones and bricks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has strongly condemned the attack. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Jammu and Kashmir, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi NCR for tomorrow. Under the influence of an intense western disturbance, heavy to very heavy rainfall and hailstorms are likely over northwest India till tomorrow. The weather agency also predicted heavy rainfall over parts of northeast, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Uttarakhand. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya today launched Sardar at 150 Unity March in New Delhi to commemorate 150th anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. Addressing a press conference, Dr. Mandaviya said this Unity March is not merely a commemoration but a national movement to engage youth in nation building.
Sardar Saab ke jeevan kavan se
the country's youth should become familiar with Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel's life, linking Sardar's vision of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat and Prime Minister Modi's vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. A unity march will be held in every district from 31st of October to 25th of November. In the second phase, a major 150-kilometer foot march will be held at Sardar Patel's birthplace. The two padyatras will promote unity among the youth of the country and further the vision of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat and Atmanirbhar Bharat. We will convey the message of self-reliance and Swadeshi through this unity march.
Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya reviewed the preparations for India Mobile Congress 2025, Asia's premier telecom and tech event. The four-day mega event will be inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Wednesday at Yashobhumi Convention Centre in New Delhi. During the event, global telecom leaders, innovators, startups and policymakers will unite under one roof to shape the roadmap for 6G, AI-native networks, satellite communications and next-generation digital infrastructure, reaffirming India's leadership in the global telecom arena. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today wished the citizens of the country on the occasion of Sharad Purnima. In a social media post, the Prime Minister hoped that this sacred occasion will bring prosperity, happiness and excellent health to everyone. Mr. Modi prayed that the blessings of Goddess Lakshmi and Lord Chandradev bring welfare to all. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Assembly elections in Bihar to be held in two phases on 6th and 11th November, counting of votes on 14th November. Election Commission also announces by-election for 8 assembly seats in 7 states on 11th November. India's UPI launched in Qatar, marking a new milestone in digital and financial cooperation between the two countries. Nobel Prize in Medicine awarded to three scientists, Mary E. Branco and Fred Ramsdell of US and Shimon Sakaguchi of Japan, for discovery concerning peripheral immune tolerance. French Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu resigns hours after announcing his new cabinet. And IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall and hailstorm in northwest India till tomorrow. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.